It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101. My name is Blue. Alongside me is the world famous Pot Brothers at Law with Mark and Craig Wasserman and Mr. Joe Grande.
And Christopher Wright
and,
right there.
And you are now tuned in to the coolest cats on cannabis.
Mark's not here today because it's parent-teacher conference. Craig, you're at home looking sexy as ever. Thank you all for listening to our show all over the world.
Yes.
And right now, you know, it's a special moment in history right now.
Hold on, wait.
The inauguration happened. And, you know, we're very, very pumped up. Peanut, you're trying to talk. Maybe turn on the mic. I don't know how etiquette you are with mics, but if you turn them on, they work.
I'm sorry. I thought I had it on. How many kids does this guy have at his parent-teacher conference every day?
That's ask fucking Craig. Craig's got it. Look at Craig.
Let's just call him.
I'm not my
brother's
keeper.
You know what? Let's call him right now and see if he answers the phone. Be like, there's no way you're answering at the parent.
Peanut, you should hear Craig when we're outside and he just takes a breath. He goes, you know what? I can't deal with it. It's him and his wife. Whatever. I just roll with it. But and so do we.
My brother's keeper.
Yeah, but you know what? But props to him because he did get somebody out of a case today. So congratulations to the Pot Brothers at Law Office for freeing another one.
Did you hear about that, Craig?
Yeah, it was actually all me.
Oh, of course.
Your brother just showed up to court for it, right?
He said it was all me, baby.
Well,
no,
you guys,
I'm proud of him. Yeah. He does great work every day. I think they know him in the courthouses, and when he comes in, it's like, oh shit,
we're probably gonna have to let this one go again.
And he can't get frustrated and let his opinion out. You know what I mean? And if he does,
he gets fired up.
Yeah, and he does it.
Well, that's why I don't go Blue. That's why I actually one of the reasons that I don't go to court much anymore, unless it's a big case and we need to show a force of power by having us both show up.
Right.
Is because I'm going to lose it. 30 years I was litigating, and I'm going to lose it when a judges can do whatever they want, whether they're right or wrong.
With no justification.
And oh my God, I'm going to lose it.
You're like, what did you just say? Your Honor, what did you say?
Well, speaking of losing it, you guys, I'm going to admit that I lost it this morning, and I got very emotional watching the inauguration. And the reasons why I got emotional is because I watched a woman do something that no other woman has ever done before in the history of this world. And it made me feel like our world is opening up its arms to differences.
Amen to that, man.
And
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I literally cried. Awesome. And I cried seeing the first Asian descent woman, first African American woman. And I swear to you guys, I cried about 5 times during the inauguration today.
Wow.
And as I was watching it, yeah, exactly. I don't know what it was. I mean, I worked out this morning. I was all emotional.
Call me the wambulance.
But it was just so emotional, even the speeches and everything else. And then it got me thinking, going, you know what? Even the Lady Gaga singing, a Jennifer Lopez coming out there speaking some Spanish, having the first Spanish Senate lady come out there to bring in Kamala. So many emotions were
the
like,
first
wow.
Two, that was Sonia Sotomayor of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yes, seeing her come up there too was like, look at this Latina woman up there just doing it. It was just different representation than normal white men that are always there and have always ran this country. And to even think that Joe Biden has already, brought up somebody to do, I forget what the program that this person is going to be overseeing, but she's a transvestite, she's a transgender, or the person's a transgender that we're bringing in, Joe Biden's bringing in. And I just feel like when I see the transgender coming in, different cultures coming in, that's what this country's about.
Sure.
I want different perspectives.
Sure.
I don't just want to be told by a white man, this is what we all need and this is the best thing for us.
No,
we really need it. We really need to put term limits on Congress.
That's the other big thing. Mark Carnes, who people listening to this podcast have heard us argue with, feels the same way as well. And so do I. We had a good debate about that.
Why should someone who's 70 years old tell us tell our generation what to do?
Who's so out of the loop, who doesn't know shit about what's really going on in life because you've taken so much NRA money, you've taken so much fucking this money and that money, you got your homes all over the place, you got a decent salary of $150,000, but now you own all these big homes all over the world.
It's fair for anybody to be out there and have the United States as their playground, right? But it starts to be different when the country is changing. Our country is changing. I think the minority is no longer the minority.
Oh, it's not. And that's why a lot of white folks are realizing
it's the majority.
It too. Exactly.
And it's very difficult for people to understand that. So I understand it because, you know, I grew up in Los Angeles, and it's been that way.
We see it happening.
It's been that way. But the rest of the country has slowly started to see that as well. You know, you start going into these other countries, now you start realizing there's African-Americans, there's black folks, there's
Indian, Chinese, Asians, all this.
Koreans. There's this whole diverse.
Bring it up. Let's go.
Yeah, Afghanistan's, you know, Arabics, there's Chaldeans.
And if they've been here and they're a citizen and they're running and they work their way up the ladder and they're doing things for our country, that's smart.
Forget even that. Just living. So just living in the
United
States.
I'm just saying in the Congress,
I'm just
an inauguration.
In the United States, that's us now. Like, so we, you know, there's no, and there's no way. There's no way
you
can stop
it. How do
you
guys think it's going to affect cannabis?
Well, that's what I was saying. As I had this big emotional time at the house earlier this morning and had these tears of joy of thinking, and that's when I called you, Craig, and said, please break this down for all of us because I don't know for sure, but my gut feels that this is a big move for cannabis because we have three states that don't allow anything to do with cannabis in those three states. We have several states that just allow recreational cannabis. We have some that just allow CBD. We have some that have everything recreational or you want to smoke whenever you want to smoke, you know, call it what you want. What does it mean now that we thought, oh my God, Bernie's going to legalize it. Okay, now Joe Biden's going to take Bernie's stance on this and Kamala's on this bill trying to push the MORE Act. Does this mean, which my gut says it does, that we're going to see cannabis be legalized sooner than not and Blue's going to win $500?
Cannabis. That wasn't the day.
Yes, it was, Craig. Well, stop complaining.
I'm just saying,
dude.
That's what I was thinking. You guys don't have to talk about your bet. I'm just telling you what I was thinking, and Blue's coming up on 500.
No, so listen, not only that, we actually had a call. Someone call in and said that, you know, I was going to win, and you should just give up the money now.
That is true.
Craig,
Mr. Lawyer, Mr. UCLA graduates, and everything else, magnum cum laude, lambda, 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 and the omega moose. Break down what this means. Remember Revenge of the Nerds? Those were the two.
I was actually an AE Pi.
You were a hair pie.
AE Pi.
AE Pi. You were really a fraternity boy?
Uh-huh.
It makes sense.
Where's your
fraternity
puts a lot of now, Craig?
Exactly. We're good old boys. It makes sense. Smoke I wonder why you're a biker and all that other good stuff. Anyhow, Craig, what is your professionalism? Tell us. Where cannabis is going now. Can I sit at home and live in Idaho and say, or better yet, I live in Kansas where nothing's legal, and I go, yes! Joe Biden's president! We can smoke weed!
Well, it's not going to matter because even if the feds decriminalize it or take it off the schedule list completely, it's still illegal in those states. There just would not be exposure to a federal crime.
Oh, so once the feds take it off, it's not federally, but the states can still make it a crime there? Just kind of like drinking, right?
They still have it a crime there.
Well, they still have it a crime there. I'm saying,
so
but the feds have it as a crime, too.
It wouldn't be a federal charge. It would be a state charge.
Like the places where you can't buy alcohol on Sundays. Shit like that, right?
Correct.
Kind of the same concept. Wow.
So the rollout.
But,
go ahead.
But we have a good chance of getting there at a federal level because I'll take that. I just won't go to fucking Wyoming or wherever the hell is illegal. I'll never step foot in that state. So I don't
really
care.
Why do you need to? Yeah.
You know, at this point, we need to get the federal exposure eliminated. And the way we eliminate that is by getting rid of the federal crimes and taking it off the schedule list. And hopefully that's going to happen sooner than later. I think we have enough Republicans that have come out for cannabis, even at the Senate level, that I think it might change. But you still never know. You still have some conservative Democrats at the Senate level that I don't know how quick it's going to change. And the other problem with these acts, the MORE Act and the STATE Act, it was kind of like Prop 64 here in California. Well, it's a good first step. If you're in the weeds in 64 here in California and regulation and license like I am, it's a clusterfuck. And it's fucking on the small guys. It's screwing people who've been in the business for a million years.
wait till this happens,
Craig.
It's
getting monopolized. The taxes are too high. The illicit market is thriving because of the taxation. And I think, unfortunately, the pool of the taxes is going to get the federal legislatures to potentially legalize it and complicate the regulations and add more taxes at a federal level to where It's just, you know, the regulated market's going to be a shit show.
Well, Craig, well, all that being said, what are the steps, though? What are the steps that need to happen now that Joe Biden's in place and Kamala's saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that? What are the steps?
What's going to happen is the bills that have already been passed, the MORE Act and the STATES Act, have to be brought over to the Senate. And now that we have the Senate leadership and the Senate as the House majority, now the senator can go, okay, at the Senate level can say, okay, we're going to debate this. We're going to put this on for a debate. Before, Mitch McConnell, as the House leader, could literally
dismiss,
take the bill hand. I got a napkin. I'm holding it up and drop it to the floor
and say it never came here.
Never going anywhere.
No votes on it. No votes are going to happen on this.
Done. No, I didn't even talk about it. Done.
Right.
End of story. That's how it works. So now at least it'll get debated at the Senate level. Whether it passes or not, it's a good question.
And now that is Nancy Pelosi now the head of that of the House now, right? So she's the head Democrat? Isn't she the head of that one?
No, she was the head of the House of Representatives. I think Chuck Schumer is the Senate majority now.
So now Chuck will get that, Schumer, and he'll decide if we can vote on this or not. And it's 50-50.
If it should go to committee, and then once it goes to committee, it has to pass committee and then get out of committee and then go into debate.
Factually, if it gets denied, say it's 50 Democrats, or better yet, some of the Democrats, because we know for sure that some of the Democrats aren't for it 100% either. So say it's 48.
Well, they were in the House. In the House of Representatives, it was 100% party line vote, and every single Democrat voted for it.
Okay, so we think that's going to happen again then. So you think pretty much factual?
I would hope so.
And do we think 50% of the Republicans are going to say yes, because we need, 50 of them, or do we need 40?
Well, first of all, there's 100 senators.
Right.
We need two-thirds to pass legislation. So we would need 17 Republicans to jump ship.
And wouldn't you think, of course, this is only guessing, that 17 Republicans at this stage of looking how the voting went for cannabis in all their states, looking how people are, legalization to some extent in their states, wouldn't they speak for the people and say, yes, I'm going to pass this in those 17 states if we could grab just 17 of them?
You make a good point, Joe, and I've been saying this for a long time. We have way more than 17 states
that are being represented.
We have way more than 17 states where there's Republican leadership that have okayed medicinal or adult use cannabis. We already have that. Why haven't they already come out and said, let's do this? Their constituents in their states voted for it, and they're still voting no at the federal level. That's what's got to change.
Why is that?
I think it's going to be an easy pass. And I think that it's going to be taken out of the hands of the people that have it now in production for cannabis. You know, when we start going into why, cannabis, isn't federally legal, it's because the people that have had it, there's some really good operators out there that are operating completely under the guidelines. But there's also a lot of people that aren't, And so even though they're in the now what we call the green market or the white market or whatever the
there is no other market. There's the illicit market and there's the legal market.
Okay, so the people that are still in the legal market right now that are operating, they're operating in the illicit market too.
Absolutely.
Some are.
You know what I'm saying? That's got nothing. Wait. But that does have to do in the sense of this has nothing to do with what's going on at the federal level, because you're always going to have the illicit market. We know them, you know them, we've known them for 30 years. Some people are never going to change. They're going to buck the system, and that's what's going to happen. They're never going to change.
But it has nothing to do with
the federal level.
No, it does. It has everything to do with the federal level. Because it doesn't.
Why? It has nothing to do with it.
Let me tell you why. Are you ready? Because right now, when the federal level comes in and you have people like Costco get involved, they're not gonna squeak. They're not gonna beat around no bush. They're not gonna kind of work down the street in the back of this little place in Stanton or Westminster or Santa Ana. They're gonna put together a major facility, and every single little thing that comes through that facility is going
What's
to be.
What's your point?
I'm saying.
Let me tell you something. I agree with my brother. I don't know what you're talking about, but I agree with my brother.
You know, when we come back, we're going to elaborate more on what Mark Wasserman thinks about this whole Inauguration Day and what this means for cannabis. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. We just lost Mark Wasserman.
Can he really hang up right now?
Yeah, man.
He is so sensitive. Man. Has he always been that sensitive, Craig?
I think so.
We had Mark on with us.
And then he just got sad and left us.
And we busted his balls because Big Brother has a new camera on him and he doesn't have his mic with him. And I just jumped back on. And we busted his balls off the air. You guys didn't get to hear
and
it.
He hung up.
And then Craig goes, no, and he goes, well, I just want to get on before you guys get done.
Can we play it? We have what we said, huh?
Oh, we have it. We
don't
want
to
insert
it.
Either way, it doesn't matter.
But getting back to what we were talking about, which was the federal...
You were saying the federal...
Federal decriminalization or taking it off the schedule list to allow banking and all that other stuff...
Doesn't matter. It does.
Has nothing to do with the illicit market.
It does. Listen, Craig, let me explain to you. The moment that they let banking come in to play and it's not a cash game, the moment that they allow these major I'm talking about major
I'm not disagreeing that it's gonna happen, Blue.
No, I hold on, but you're saying it doesn't matter. I'm saying that's why the structure isn't there, because Big Brother hasn't gave them the pass yet. So you've got these people that have put together $3 million to put together a nice little Cadillac here in the back of Stanton. Okay, and then all of a sudden here comes the $50 million play and the $150 million play, and they just swallow them all up. And I know, because I've been the little guy my entire life. I've opened up companies. I've had the manufacturer.
I get what you're saying.
Scooters are illegal, and I've got a scooter company, and scooters
are illegal. You said that one before.
And then all of a sudden, here comes Walmart blowing them down the street, blowing them right by me on the same street.
I don't understand what both of you two are even arguing about, to be honest, as I'm listening to you both.
Well, we're not. Blue's,
and I don't even get it.
Blue's arguing.
No, but what I'm saying is
I don't understand.
When the feds legalize it, right? My argument is that the structure of cannabis will be rolled out through all the massive... store facilities.
Yeah, the oligarchs, the big corporations.
That's a given because it's organized. Hold on, Craig. I want to hear what he's saying.
That's going to organize the industry. He's saying, well, how does that have anything to do with it? And I'm like, that has everything to do with it. That's what's going to happen. The organization.
To elaborate on what Blue is saying, which I do believe is going to happen as well, which I think is inevitable, right? Like, once this becomes federally legal, and that's why I think it's going to take a little longer than we think. And if it does roll out so fast, it's going to be a major clusterfuck because, you know, when you get these companies like Blue's referring to involved, either they take over, which is probably going
to
happen.
That's what they have.
And they're going to have boutique, grows, and these ones who try to stay strong. Or they sell to these
massive farms.
The little farms will sell to the big Costco's, the Walmart's, to this and that farms.
They're
going to come in.
Joe,
they'll license
the problem,
their names
though.
And get out the way. If they don't license
people,
their names, they get steamrolled. Let's be honest.
No, this is the problem with what you just said, though, Joe. We do have clients that were able to get in early on in 18. Okay. Let them get bought out. Let them make $800 million. I hope they do.
It's a licensing.
The licensing is getting so bad that it's hard for the little guy to even get in. And that is my worry at the federal level. When they do legalize it and institute some kind of regulations, it's going to just keep pushing the little guy out.
And not only the little guy.
We need to make sure they have their protections, not just the big guy. Because you're right, Blue, 100%.
Yeah, I think you're both all right, which is funny that it felt like an argument, but you're both right. And not only that, what's even more important to jump on what you're saying, Craig, the little guys that are getting pushed out, a lot of them are the minorities that fucking had this cannabis on their back leading it, to where it's at. It wouldn't even be where it's at if the minorities didn't pay the price for it. I mean, let's just face it. I love what Killer Mike's saying. The African Americans have been doing this. Black folks have been doing it. So have Mexicans. They've been doing it forever.
So many people's street hustle money, let's just say that, is going to
get
swallowed up. It's going to get swallowed up into this whole federally illegal.
I think it's going to be. Sometimes I think about it, I think it's going to be bad.
It's of course it's going to be bad.
Like bro. Bad for the little guys that have been doing it forever.
The little guys aren't even little guys though. They're medium sized guys.
I mean, they're making a healthy living. They own a home. They're doing well. But hopefully, like Craig says,
what
though,
what happens though?
Well, they're not. No, they no, just wait, get bought wait, out wait. You're not
with a good amount of money.
What happens to the guy that owns the place in, let's call Hollywood? He's got 3 dispensaries. Okay, he's making $5 million a year.
DDM, the guy Sasha and them.
They're making $5 million a year. And next month, they roll it out through Costco, 7-Eleven, liquor stores.
That's when I sit there and say, hopefully these dispensaries that are open already have boutique cannabis and
happen,
really
Blue.
Good, strong cannabis.
What's not going to happen?
That's like better.
You think they're going to keep it inside of dispensaries forever?
No. Just like the liquors.
No
just
way,
like the liquor
bro.
Stores. Not liquors, at all. Liquor, I agree with you. It's going to go big. Like the same liquor that you could buy at a liquor store, you could buy it cheaper at Costco, or you could buy it cheaper at Walmart. You know what I mean?
It ain't going to happen in 3 years.
That schlitz that you have in the back of your shoulder right now, where'd you get it from?
That was the bet. That was the bet. 3 years, it's going to be in Costco.
No, it's going to be in major like Costco. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, major organizations
whatever.
Like
you can
Costco.
You can try to weasel out, widen it as much as you can, but it ain't going to be there no matter what.
Dude, so you don't think that think about how fast we
not got, in 3 years.
We got the whole.
And it's been 30 years in the making. What's happening now has been 30 years 40, in the making, not overnight.
44, 47 states in 2 years.
It's still
adopted
it's still
it.
At
one form or another.
Infancy.
I agree. It's still, you know, I mean, when you say not, 47 states,
been,
Craig.
It hasn't been 2 years, my friend. I just want to remind you.
And you have a
it's
new.
It's been 20.
And we have new leadership.
And it hasn't been.
Right.
And
it hasn't been
structured.
Overnight.
And it hasn't been structured yet. I'm saying 3 more years. You're saying it's not going to happen three years. Dude, it's been 20 years
it's
that
not.
We've been fighting
I guess we'll
for this.
See.
And it's been rolled out enough for them to learn the game. And the game's been opened up, my friend.
I think we're going to see some fast progress if we see a committee being come together, right?
3 years.
So now that we have, we just had the inauguration. If we see some new leadership, a new task, just like they did the COVID task group, this, the earthquake, that, the weather, this, you know what I mean? They need to put a full on group to figure out all these regulations that don't just fuck the guys that have been doing it forever, which I don't think is going to happen. It's going to be.
Vote for Craig Wasserman.
You know what I mean, though, Craig? It's going to be a group of people that have to come together that, you know, spend the time to figure out how they allow the big corporations to come in. Because let's just face it, that's what is going to happen. It's inevitable.
It's
going to
happen just like here in California. It's so skewed in favor of the big guys, people with money. It's going to happen.
And once again, you guys.
Unfortunately, what's going to happen.
And that term, you ready for the term, you guys? And you're all going to say you're right. It's called.
What?
Business. It's what happens in business. If you open up a company, a t-shirt business, and this and that, Nike goes, fuck, I like what you're doing. Let me buy that from you. You're doing that. Now we're putting out those t-shirts. The UFC sees another company, they buy it.
You have to get in.
Same thing. It's business.
You have to get in first, Joe, you got to get in first before you can sell it.
Well, I'm just saying, I know.
And cannabis isn't just like making a t-shirt. You got to get all the regulated permits and licenses and blah, 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 blah.
I know, but once they're going and they're selling like they are now,
but
these cats.
It's almost impossible for them to get in, which is the problem.
Which is another problem.
Which is what we have to address. We have people that are addressing that, and hopefully it'll be addressed in any kind of further bills that go up to the Senate.
And when we come back right now, we're going to hear how we solve these problems. By the Waslaw himself, Waslaw Dog.
Oh, Craig.
Craig Wasserman's going to break down what we need to do to make it all happen. Oh, better yet, Sensitive Boy's going to break it all down. Mark Wasserman will be right back after this message.
Peace.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Mark and Craig, the Pop Brothers at Law, Big Joe Grande, and Blue. We want to give a very special thanks to Pit, Peanut, Jen, and Elvis for making it all come together. And, you know, we're talking about this inauguration. I know I missed the first part of the show. I was busy with my kids. Big Brother, I think you had one more thing you were going to shout out.
No, before we do that, though, Mark, how did the inauguration feel for you? I started off the show by saying I was an emotional mess. You didn't hear me say this, but I cried 5 times, literally. During it, and I'm not even kidding, and I don't care what anybody says about me because I don't care. But I literally cried 5 times from the things that I was thinking about and feeling. And Craig made fun of me and called the ambulance. Blue, as well, agreed with him. I'm wondering where you stand on it as Blue just munches on chips because he's trying to be fatter than me.
I didn't cry like a blubbering idiot.
Whoa, now I'm a blubbering idiot as well.
Now, see?
Everyone attack me. Thank you.
I tell you, I woke up early, and I started watching everything that was going on. And at what? I don't know. I think about 7 o'clock in the morning, my daughter woke up early and sat next to me. She wanted to watch it. She's 7 years old, and she wanted to watch the inauguration. And just hearing about the bozo leaving and knowing that we've got somebody who's coming in and just being able to wake up in the morning and not having to worry about, did we start a war? What craziness was said today? Just normalcy.
Like, we're not going backwards.
Yeah, we don't want to go there.
No,
yeah.
we weren't trying to slam,
but I agree with you.
Slam the guy that couldn't put together a sentence or the guy that, you know.
Well, he's outgoing.
Okay. Yeah, we weren't trying to put gone. The guy Let's that was forward. That was. Yeah, we're not going back.
It was
back.
Beautiful. It was beautiful. I watched most of it.
That was a good one.
I missed Garth Brooks.
Oh, the poetry
froze up.
The poem.
Oh,
the
dude,
the
Garth Brooks was great. Garth Brooks hugged every president and their wives on his way out. Oh. I was like, what is he doing?
And
that
honestly,
was awesome.
I think that was a very good play, having Garth Brooks out there, because Garth Brooks is an American man. Let's be honest. You know what I mean?
What does that mean, American man?
He's just a good old American man.
They're all American.
We're all all of us.
Yeah, but why would he be a... I don't understand.
He's a good old American
boy. What about George?
Yeah, what do you mean
Bush?
By that, though? I don't get it.
I just think he's a good old American boy.
So,
hey,
so what, everybody else is an American that was up there speaking, though.
I think that was a good
fact
play.
Fiction.
To have I thought it was a great play, too.
Yeah, you know what you're talking about?
No, I'll say it. It was a great play for the white folks to see Garth Brooks up there. That's what you mean, right?
I just... In general, like, Garth Brooks is a good guy. Yeah, you take
I'm
words.
Asking him because I don't understand what he means
he's a
by
great,
that.
He's a great, talented musician, and he's a good old boy. I like him.
He's a good old boy. I like him, too. Yeah. From if, L.A., if, too. If, props out
hey,
to her.
If Prince was up there, I would have said, hey, dude, he's a great American. Like, that dude's a
I
Prince
wouldn't have. He's my favorite. I would have said he's an idol.
Yeah. I mean,
Prince will bring him back from the dead to get up. But on a side note, we did get to see how much better of a singer is.
All 3 foot of him.
As J-Lo did not sing as good as Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga got some pipes. J-Lo did good. God bless her. But
you know
boy.
I saw Lady Gaga with Tony Bennett in Vegas?
Oh, she's dope. Lady Gaga is the truth,
did
dog.
You,
she
did,
can
did
sing.
You hang out with him?
Her with Tony Bennett. It was amazing.
Oh, I bet. I mean, people don't sleep on her vocals, man. That girl
That's someone
amazing.
Who used to sing with Frank Sinatra, man. Yeah. That was crazy.
She was, so, Mark, we asked so, Craig, anyway, and he gave his so, take. Hold on, Craig. Before you get to your fact or fiction, I want to ask Mark, what does it mean for cannabis getting legal? Are we 3 years down the line? What do you see the process going, and what can we expect as the inauguration just happened?
Well, and we have.
No, Mark already said it's never going to happen.
Can you stop interrupting your little fucking brother?
There you go. See, when you get as old
but
as
that was
my
good.
Brother,
that was good though, Craig. I like
memory,
it.
And you don't remember.
You did
didn't
say,
say
that.
That Joe?
I mean, you did
as
say it.
As long as Mitch McConnell is the Senate Majority Leader, it's
we'll
never going to happen.
Listen.
Oh, is Mitch McConnell the leader? Huh? Is he the leader, Big Brother, still? Huh? No.
A brother fight. A brother fight.
Mitch.
The Jews
minority
are at it again.
You didn't say that.
Hold on a second, Mark. Is this the same guy that said it wouldn't even go federally legal? Have you changed your
Blue,
views?
Get him,
ever?
Blue. Get him. Get him.
See, we all took it. We all took
See,
it
I,
the same
hey,
way.
I got my brother's
right here in the corner.
Hey,
so
here's the thing. I got my brother's back too, dog.
You guys have wax in your ears, or maybe I have cannabis in your ears. As long as Mitch McConnell is Senate Majority Leader.
Is Chuck the new leader now?
He's not.
That's what I said
Chuck Schumer?
Over and over again. Is Mitch McConnell Senate Majority Leader?
You tell me.
Not the first time you ever said it, but we'll move on. You know why? Because we got some really great fact or fiction today real quick before.
Screw your fact or fiction.
Craig, we're going to get to the fact or fiction. I want the timeline from Mark, what he thinks. You said it has to go to the Senate, then legislative. Mark, what is your intake? What have you got down?
It's probably going to take 2 to 4 years before it's all in place.
All in place. Do you think it's going to be in 4 years then at a Walmart, at a Costco, at a 7-Eleven?
I think that it's probably going to be in those places in more like 5 to 10 years.
Ooh.
Blue and I bet $500, 3 years it's in Walmart.
Who said it's in Walmart?
Blue.
Who do you think?
Mm-mm. Blue?
Yeah.
I did not say Walmart. I said in Costco.
You said it'd be in the Kmart. So no. Go back and listen. Don't worry.
I said I'll be very clear. I said tobacco is produced in all kinds of farms throughout the country.
You were clear when
I
we
said,
made
do you know who? Do you know who our biggest distributor is for cigarettes?
I don't care.
Costco, and I think it's going to go through a very similar production.
You said in 3 years.
I didn't say Walmart though. That. Is what I said, and I did say in 3 years. I never said Walmart though. Walmart. I said it'll be sold through a Costco distribution like facilities that'll get through to 7-Elevens and liquor stores.
Right. That's what you said.
Yeah.
I totally disagree. 3 years. There's no way in hell.
Either way, Mark, what's that process look like?
3 years, if you still have $500, you know?
As Biden now as the president, what needs to happen, Mark?
So the MORE Act should, now we should start to see some movement with Schumer in there as the majority leader. Yeah,
but the problem with the MORE Act is that there's problems with the MORE Act. And I think, unfortunately, what's going to happen is people are going to vote like they did for 64, which had major problems with it. And we're seeing that now. And it's going to be more of an infringement on people's right to have and use and get safe access to weed, even backing the MORE Act and the States Act. I mean, there's good stuff in it. There's bad stuff in it. It's just, it's screwed because.
But it is what that is. It's the only thing there is.
I get it. So do we wait and say, wait, let's get something better? Like 64, maybe it should have been, let's wait till we get something better.
No.
But wait, 64 allowed people to get out of jail. So, I mean, who's going to argue? They put you in a tough predicament with the overregulations and then the stuff that actually is good.
And you have the expungements in there at the federal level. So that's.
I know there's a lot of good in there. But if you know, our good friend Sean from Weed for Warriors wrote an op-ed, I mean, totally against it. Like, don't vote for it. You didn't want the at the House level. Don't vote for it. It's just rife with problems. But yeah,
but that's what's going to happen.
That'll be addressed when it's
addressed. And that's the other problem that's going to be. It's never going to please everyone, right? Like, how can they make it right to where it pleases everyone?
You know what? Everyone? It could. It actually could.
I don't think so, Craig. I really don't.
Alcohol.
No, you're not listening. It could, but it probably won't. Because of special interest, because of super PACs, because of lobbyists.
And that's why I don't think it to say it could, it's maybe, not those people that you're affecting, it won't.
But wait.
Why don't you call us up out there, 1-800-420-1980. We want to hear what you think.
Actually, I don't.
Yeah, I do. I do. You know what I mean? We want to hear what you guys think about this. Go ahead, Craig.
So, fact or fiction?
No, we want to get our callers on the phone. No, I'm just kidding.
Hold on. Where's it at? I'm calling now.
All right, fact or fiction. Let's go, Craig. What do you got for us?
A fact or fiction. The amount of liquid marijuana seized in Japan has gone up in the last year.
Fact.
If at all.
You think,
fact,
is that liquid or distillate? What do you mean? Is that
either way, it's gone up. Of course it's gone up.
Distillate, liquid, whatever. However you want to call it.
Liquid syrup, whatever you want to call it. Of course it's gone up. Everything's going more and more about cannabis.
No, false. They don't play around there.
I say fact.
Oh, you're right, though. They don't play around with that. Is it legal? You're right. Fact. I still say fact.
You
want
to change your mind, Blue? Joe?
No, I'm still running with fact.
Okay. So now, what about the amount of
what's
bud?
The answer?
Is it a fiction or fact?
I will. I'll get there in a minute.
Jesus.
What about the amount of bud, actual flower? Has that gone?
Are you doubling up on the questions?
Yes.
Yes,
flower,
of course it's
flower
more.
Flower has.
First it's fact.
The first part's fiction. Second part's fact. Let's go.
Fact. No, the first part is fact. The second part is fiction.
So getting rid of buds, just drinking it.
That And I kind of was blown away that Tokyo Customs in 2020 jumped nearly 70 times the amount of liquid confiscated by Tokyo Customs.
Oh, that's because people were coming. You didn't say customs, though. You said the state. You didn't say customs.
I thought it was
Japan.
Local use, too.
Yeah,
it made it feel like local use.
You're talking about who's flying
in.
Japan. What are they getting
who
caught with?
Local that's Japan. You know what? There's no.
I'm just saying. You kind of said it a little wrong.
This is my segment. I make the rules.
Arigato.
Once you go one way or another, there's no excuses why you went that way, so you can't get out of it.
All right, what's the next
I'm
one?
Just saying, if
greasy
you
hair.
What are they flying in with more? I'd say, yeah, they flew in with pins.
They're flying in more like oil in his hair.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bud has gone down in seizures by you, by Tokyo Customs.
Customs, right.
He never said customs. If he would have said customs, it's totally different. Different. Totally yeah,
because
different.
We're talking about planes.
But you got to understand, he's an idiot. I don't know if he's listening to us right now, but he's a fucking moron.
Is he still here?
I don't know. I don't Craig. Okay, go ahead, Craig. You got another one?
I think the listeners want to know these facts, not listening to you guys, you know.
Oh, we didn't even know you were here. Sorry, I can't hear you with your fucking grease in your hair.
I'll let you guys talk. I'll sign off like Mark did.
Oh, wow. There's two sensitive brothers. I'll sign off, too.
No, don't do that.
There's a double ambulance coming.
When I signed off, they got text messages. Get back on, Mark.
So the answer to the flower is...
I don't know why. You don't talk.
Please don't tell my mom. That it has gone down because there's not as many shipments because of COVID going in and out. And it's much harder to disguise Bud than it is when you can have...
Are you on another fact or fiction or just rambling? Because I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
One. He's still on the first one.
I know. We're on the next one, Craig.
You're all that stuff
get
first.
Get your segment down better or get a fucking new job.
Yeah. Fact or fiction, guys. If I just make this one
and
up
you know
and just kind of fit this around...
Talk 101. If nobody else loves you...
We do!
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.